read the questions and look at the options, then listen and put a tick under the right answer. There is one example.
So, Jessica, how many people were at the meeting room?
About 40. We had planned to have 13 people, but at the end, we got more. Actually, I think the correct number was 50.
One.
Hello, Chris. How was the camping trip?
Oh, it was great.
Did all the children in your class go on it?
No, only 6. The other 12 couldn't go. But when we got to the campsite, we saw children from other classes. At noon, Mr. Brown counted all the children, and we were 16. Having 5 friends to play with at camp wouldn't have been that fun.
Two.
What's that, Josh?
Oh, it's my old tent. I used it on my last holiday.
Really? Where did you go?
I went to a campsite in the mountains. It was a good one because there weren't many people. There was nowhere to swim, but spending my holiday in the mountains was very relaxing.
Were there many trees?
Oh, yes. It was full of trees.
Three.
Mom, would you buy me a new blouse? I need one for the school festival.
I didn't know you needed one. How much is it?
Well, the ticket says 250 pesos, a large one, and 200 pesos, a small one. But look, there's a special discount on small ones. 50 pesos!
150. All right, let's go pay for it.
Thanks, Mom!
Four.
How was your day in the city yesterday?
Well, I couldn't do many things because of the weather.
Did it rain there?
No, actually, when I got there, there was a bright sun, but 5 minutes later, it disappeared, and then there was wind and there were gray clouds up in the sky, so I just went to see a film and then got back to the hotel.
Five.
Mom, can I help you do the cooking?
All right, but first, wash your hands.
Sure. Okay, Mom, I'm ready. What are we cooking?
Well, I just got the chicken in the oven. Okay, here. Try making the soup. This is all you need for it. Chop these, then put them in this bowl. Oh, before that, would you help me put the cake in the fridge?
Sure, Mom.